Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the curtains of the searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total dark.
We're back. 23 after. That's a late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late, great yet. Still hanging out. Still rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our new friend, Sam Carpenter. He's the author of the third edition of Work the System, The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less. Sam, tell us how we can find your book.
Well, there's a couple of good ways. The bookstore, Amazon, and the website. Can I spout out a couple of quick
absolutely
websites, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah.
Workthesystem.com, pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
And then we actually have a product for business owners called Work the System Academy.
Oh, yeah, the Academy.
Right, and if you put slash social on the end of that, you go to a very interesting two-minute blurb. WorkTheSystemAcademy.com/social.
All right. Well, if my people show up and say they heard you on my show, will you love them up a little bit extra?
I'll do what I can.
Do as you can there. Okay,
yeah.
You were telling us in the previous segment that what you discovered through having a tough life and some setbacks, Sam, I've said for a long time through my own experience that I've discovered that failure is the harness made of success.
It's yes.
It's not one and two. It's 1A and 1B. And I know you discovered that, but you said that you discovered that the whole thing is a system of processes. And on your book, you've got a bunch of cogs connected to each other. Explain that to our audience. Tell them in this segment what you mean when you say you can work more and work less and make more.
Well, here it goes, and this is built on our last segment, is that once you can see that your business or your life is actually separate systems, okay, they all work together, and on the atomic level, we're all one and all that, but until you can take your business apart piece by piece by piece, well, until you can see that your business is separate pieces, you can't take it apart, and that's exactly what I did. I took it apart. I took the various systems of my business, how we answer the phone, how we hire people, et cetera, and documented them, boring the truth, documented them. So these pretty much organic flowing random processes were going to be handled exactly perfectly every single time.
That sounds like a quality process to me.
It is. But it's much more simple than the Six Sigma
or the lean
manufacturing, which are quite complicated. This has to do with first we do this, second we do this, third we do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, literally, or you have a bullet point process. And we documented all of our processes. In fact, my staff did it all. And I work 2 hours a week now, and I make way more than I need. With my business, I have a nonprofit.
Because you're also leveraging. You also are a business owner. You've gained enough critical mass that you're able to leverage those employees, those managers in your business, which a lot of small business owners get to, but a lot of people don't either.
No, you have to get your people to climb on board.
Yeah.
And as I have a consulting project right now in Los Angeles, and getting everybody to get on board, it's like a cat fight in there.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get employees to see this system? How do you get? Isn't that really the goal? I mean, you know, maybe it's more important that they understand how to work the system than it does that you understand it. What do you think?
It is. You're exactly right. Actually, you get people to climb on board by making them a part of the process. In other words, they create the processes themselves. So, listen, Jenny, I know you do this over here. Would you write it up for me in a 1 through 10 process, 1, mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4? And so you can't hand down dictates to your staff and expect them to climb on board. They have to create it. And so right away my work week dropped. I mean, I created the first few, but then I got my staff to climb on board. And they all, what I call in the book, I talk about it all the time, get it. They get it. That the world is a collection of separate systems, and it's okay to take things apart.
Mm-hmm.
And stop waiting for another loan or the hand of God or this miraculous new employee to come in and help you. Do it yourself. Take things apart and start with the fix one piece at a time. That really is it, Jim. That's it. And that's what I've done with my health, and that's what I've done with my relationships and everything else in my life.
This is what I also sounds like what I've talked about on the show over the years about how to avoid crisis management. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about fixing it while you're there, even if it takes a little bit longer, even if other things have to slip a little bit, but fix this thing right now so you don't have to come back to it. Because if you have to come back to it, that's crisis management.
You become, instead of a fire killer, you become a fire prevention specialist.
Yeah.
We just don't have problems in our office, and it's a very complex business. It's an incredibly complex business. Well, when a problem comes up, we welcome a problem because it's a red flag to go in and fix a system somewhere. And we literally do, Jim, work the systems all day long. We work the systems of our business. Mm-hmm. We're not looking for the next opportunity or the next crisis to fend off. We're actually working the processes of the business.
Check it out, folks. Work the System Academy. Is that its own website?
WorkTheSystemAcademy.com.
All right. And then
WorkTheSystem.com. Social.
Social. And then the book is called Work the System. Sam Carpenter is the author. He's our friend. Sam, will you come back another day? We got a lot more you can teach us.
Anytime, Jim. Fun talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Good job today. Sam Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. WorkTheSystemAcademy.com. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I promise.
Still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.